Amas
That's perhaps a problem for people.
Shmuel. In Shomin, we've been Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Oh no, we have two tastings still to speak out. Sorry. We just finished the Sugya of Prasna. So at the end of the Amud Beis, the Gemara wanted to say, Lema, the last line of Amud Beis, Lema Prasna Tanoi. Let's say the Prasna is a Machlikas Tanoi. The Tanya, because the Brisa says in Torif, which we say means Yobi Eidim Shenitfu. So Tanakama learned from this pasuk Yobi that you bring Eidim to say that Oynes happened, and then you're potter. Abba Shaul says, no, this pasuk comes to tell me Yobi Adudo Lebeisim. You bring the carcass to basin. So the Gemara thought that the Machlikas was in Prasna Veda, that Abba Shaul that learned the Joshua to say Adudah, to be Adudah, he told me that's because he learns you bring the carcass and you work backwards, say how much the carcass was worth at the time of death, and you only pay the difference. Masha'inki and Tanakama didn't learn that Joshua. What did Tanakama say? You'll be Aiden. You said something to do with Aiden. Why didn't they learn Yobi Adudah? Why didn't he learn like Abba Shaul? Must be because he doesn't agree to the halacha. Must be he holds that the halacha is that you would bring the, it wouldn't help you to bring the carcass to Beis Din because we don't go according to Prasna Veda Dinizik. See, Prasna Veda Damazik. That's what the Gemara thought, yeah? So, there's a taste at the top of the Amud. Interesting taste. Yabi Eidim Shinitifa Bahinas. The Gemara there says, I looked up the Gemara, but I can't remember the pasuk he was quoting. Let me just quickly check out. Ruben, I'll look up on here. Just a few seconds for it to load up. Not this boss again, right? Yeah.
So that's the same one that's brought into Rashi.
Oh, very good. Yes, good. Excellent. Right. So fantastic. So the pasuk here. Yitain, right. Yitain ish, or mace, and it died, and his bow broke, and his bow got captive, taken captive. Anyway, Shmuel says, "Shem so the Gemara here tell me that you bring Edim and then your potter. And Isi and the Gemara in Megumin, he learned from the first pasuk, Ein Roya. If Ein Roya, that's when you can make a Shavuot. If there is a Roya, then you have to bring Edim to potter. He doesn't allow you to make your Shavuot. He doesn't allow you to make a Shavuot stump. If it's Edim, you can't make a Shavuot. You can only make a shvuah if there's no Edim. If there is Edim, if there are Edim, then you have to bring the Edim and you're going to be potter. So, our Gemara learned bring Edim and become potter. Issi learned bring Edim and that's when you're going to be potter. You can't make a shvuah. Bring Edim, you're going to be potter. And they're both learning out from different psukim. Our Gemara is learning out, the Tanakam is learning out from Yibyeo Eid, and Issi learning out from Ein Roya. Aleidava, the thesis is he does Rebecca Umni and Ainroya, Hoyeshua, Yavi Edim Shinitifa, or Bottle. Since Taisus, the Mashmoy is Toshin Ikebenayum. The Enacham, they both hold the same, both same drosha, just where you dashing it from. Mashmoy is Toshin Ikebenayum. From where do we derive this din? Tanakama learns out from Ein Roye, not from Ein Roye, from Yibir Eid.
So the din of what? That you can bring it in and you go through
yourself? Oh, you're asking good. But we know what Issi holds. Not that you can bring Edom to Pati yourself. You have to bring Edom. You're not allowed to make a shvur. Somebody who's got Edom cannot make a shvur. We know that halacha is you can make a shvur and Pati yourself. Issi tells us that's only if Ein Roye. Ein Roye, there's no Edom. Then shvur Hashem tia ben shneim, then you make a shvur. If there is Roye, if there were Edom, then you don't well bring those Edom. Says Tosas, Tanakama, who learned it out from Yibir Eid, agrees, and they're just dashing it from different worlds. So this Tosas is giving us a new pshat in this Tanakama, which is not how we learned it, and we learned Rashi, it doesn't sound like it either. Yibir Eid or Eid, what do you mean by Yibir Eid? It means you can bring an Eid, or you have to bring an Eid. How did you understand it? You can bring aid. That's how we understood the Rashi. If you want to, yeah, if you can make a shul, the bakasha. If you can't make a shul, but you don't know all that, but so you bring aid, you find out. A shul, a person can only make if he knows. If he doesn't know, so he can't make a shul, but he could make inquiries, maybe find some aid and bring the aid in. That's how we understood Rashi, and in Rashi it seems to be saying that. If you have aid, means you can bring Edom. You can bring Edom, and then you won't need to pay for the damages. Mashenke places Issi, Mashenke, Issi wasn't saying that. Issi definitely wasn't saying that. Issi was saying that if you know about it, if you know there's Edom, you have to bring those Edom. If you don't bring Edom, then you'll have to pay.
Wouldn't everyone hold that? No. Because the Bestin isn't going to allow them to swear if they're Edom.
Why not? But
because they might be a Shvur Shaker.
Why should he be a Shvur Shaker?
If he contradicts the Edom.
He's got Chesed Kashrus, why should he be a Shvur Shaker? Doesn't want to make a Shvur. It's a trustworthy guy. So Tosis is saying that Al Gemara and the Gemara Bar Metzia are saying the same thing. The Tosis understood means that you have to bring the aid and then you won't need to pay, but otherwise you can't make a shvur. And therefore, Tosis says the two people are saying the same thing, just dashing it from different words. Right? That's a Gilui and Avon in the Sugya according to Tosis. Tosis is teaching us that Al Gemara Yivieo Eid means that you have to, not like Rashi explains, means you can, rather than you have to. You know, like Rashi, we don't really have a kasha. Forget there's two different drashas. One drasha is saying you can bring Edom and part yourself. Then you learn that from Yivieo Eid. And Issi's got a different shitta. You have to. But Tosis said they hold the same. They hold the same, just the dashon from different sukkim. So he's telling us not that you can bring Edom, rather you're obligated to bring Edom.
We could possibly hold it together, and you could bring
anything, you would not be able to make sure. Definitely, if you hold like Issi like that, clearly. Because holds the same. You've got no choice to make a sure, you have to bring Aiden. Okay, and Yobi Aruah the Basin, which is what the Abba Shaw learned. Argusa wasn't Aruah. What was Argusa? Aduda. Right? Which Rashi says means Nevela. Aduto. Places the Bamata Yavi Aruo. What does that mean? Irish? Why is it called Aruo? The only person I know called Aruo is Zeresh, yeah. Aruo, so what says Pirish Shemesa Beloy Brocha. It's Aruo because it was an Avela. Normally a Behema. Get shechted before Shchita, you make a bracha. Al mitzvah Shchita. So here, this animal died without that bracha. So it's an aruro. It died without a bracha. The goris aduro. It's the second gears, which isn't our gears either. Aduro, what does that mean? K'moy achas meina loy nedra. Shouldn't be lost. Missing. Yeah? So it means also this animal died, meaning it's now missing from the flock. What's the posting in Yishayel Amadalid? What's it going on? Huh?
Also, the word for me with Ish, it's
a Yedar. Yeah. So 1 second, Yishayel Amadalid.
Still,
that could
have been
used also.
It doesn't say
Yedar. There is another word. What's the word? Tirshum el Seba Shem Kru, Achas Mehila, Loy Nedor. Loy Nedor. That's the words. 1 second. Yeah, Nedor in El Chisor. Kemo Ish Loy Nedor. Right. So it means there's a chisor in here. This animal's missing something. It's missing its neshama. Or because the country's guy is adudo kmo yoichal ed, which is a possible in the Torah, which means ad, which means nevela. Okay, so there we now worked at all that. Three different shots and what the words are around means. We're now able to start the new sugya. Not really the new sugya, but the second half of this sugya. Amar Shmuel, halfway down the page, beginning of the line. Amar Shmuel. Ein shomim, lo ligane, lo ligazon, elin yuzokim. We don't do a shuma, not for ganev, not for gazon. The only place you do a shuma is for the nizokim. So what is this shuma? Shuma of what? And then he carries on. Ban yoimer, af l'shoyel. I personally hold even for shoyel, something. Ba'abo meideli, and Abo, I was Rav. Rabbi's Moedri. Rabbi's masking to me. Rav holds that, like I said, that for Shoel as well. Shoel is what it means by after Shoel. What does it mean after Shoel? After Shoel, you do Shoma, after Shoel, you don't do Shoma. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara asked the Kasha, the Bnei Yeshiva asked the Shaila, Hachi Ka'oma, did he mean to say after Shoel Shomin? Then not only for a mazik your shomin, also for a shoel your shomin. And my rab is masking to me. Or perhaps hachikama, or maybe he meant to say vani oimer. I hold after shoel ain shomin. The shoel has the same din as the ganav and the gazlan. And Rav is masking to me that you are in Shom. So we don't know what he meant. What did Shmuel mean? Vani Omer. So Shema, we'll bring a raya. Now, there was a person, the Shoyul Nalgir. He borrowed an axe, Mechavre, from his friend Tabor. He broke. Also, they came to Rav. He came to Rav. Omelezil Shalim de Nalgir Ma'alim. Go and pay him a complete. Now, we're not in Shomin. You see, we don't say that you can just give back the pieces and just make up the difference of price. But rather, you have to provide a new axe. You have to see the Protom. I'm just reading the words of the Gemara for the time being. Pray the Gemara. It's not the Gemara. No right. It's the Gemara. No right from that. So we thought we got right in Shomin. Other Abba, just the opposite. May the Omile of Kanab of Asi Lerav. Since Rav Kahn and Rav Asi said to Rav, Dino Ochi, that's the din. You really think that's the din? That you're telling me he has to provide a whole new axe? Vishosik and Rav kept quiet, means he agreed. Shtika Koridor, sounds like Rav is agreeing, admitting that that is the din. Shmami, no, Shaman, we see that we do. We do see Shaman. You don't need to pay the full axe. You just do the difference in price. Okay, that's the words of the Gemara. Now we have to understand the Gemara. First of all, we'll start again from the beginning with Rashi. Amar Shmuel, Ein Shomi. We don't do Shomo. Lo leganav, lo legazam. For ganav or gazam, we do not do Shomo. Elo le nizokim. The only time we do Shomo is by nizokim. So it says Rashi. Amar Shmuel. Minig dayonimu. It's a minig of the dayonim. Customary, this is what they do. If you go to the courts, you'll find that's how they do it. She'in shomin lo ligana v'lo ligaz. What does that mean? She'im gona v'gozal. If somebody stole or stole, yeah, Ganev is in secret, quietly, Gezal is public. So he stole behemo ikelim v'nifchasu etzloi. And they broke or became weak by him. We do not assess the nevela and the shvorim lebailim. What does that mean? Sheyachzi ganav habchas. That all the ganav has to do is to give back the difference in price. Eli yeshalim habehema vekelim meulim. The rabbi has to pay with proper behema, proper kelim. And the Shvarim will be his Shelo. So first of all, Rashi starts off, let's try and understand what Rashi is saying. Amar Shmuel Minig Dayanim. Where did Rashi know that Shmuel was saying anything about the Minig Dayanim? Minig Dayanim, how did he know? Maybe Shmuel was saying that often. What do you mean by Minig Dayanim?
Maybe because he added by the Omer that he's giving his own opinion.
Excellent. Very good. That is the Pshat. It sure speaks out, but yeah. Shmuel said, Amar Shmuel this. What does Shmuel say? Ein shomin, v'ani oimer shomin. What do you mean? You just said ein shomin. Are you saying shomin? So that's why the Amar Shmuel ein shomin lein eganav v'gazan and elan izokim v'ani oimer after shoy. What's ani oimer? Elamai must be the minigad. You start off saying minigadayonim. Minigadayonim is they are not shaman for Ganav and Gazda. And I'm saying, even for sure.
Why do you say so?
Huh?
I've heard what was said, but I don't understand.
So what didn't you understand?
Where do you see that because he gives an opinion regarding Shoed that's opinion by Ganav and Gazda?
But what, read the whole sentence which Shmuel said.
I'm all Shoed. And Shami, this hello. And Shami.
Just read the, what the Gemara is saying. Don't give your parsha for the time being.
Okay. And Shami, no
legana, no nezal. Who was saying till now? I thought it was Omar Shmuel. What's Ani Omer? I just said it. I just told you in Shomim. So what's Vani Omer? So you just said the governor is off. You just said the governor Ganav and Zayin. Who spoke of, who told us the din regarding Ganav and Zayin? Ain Shomin lo le Ganav lo le Gazan. Who said that?
His rabbis.
He doesn't say his rabbis.
That's what it means.
He doesn't say his rabbis.
That's what it means.
That's what it means. He doesn't say his rabbis.
That's the
halacha p'suka. Why is the halacha p'suka? Where is he coming from?
He's just
cite something, quote something. He doesn't say, Amar Shmuel. If it's a lot of sukkah, then also what he's saying is a lot of sukkah.
Why?
Why not? He's not making it up.
There's no clarity.
What do you mean, no clarity? Where's the clarity on the Ganav and Gazan?
The first part is
he heard it from his rabbis. So what's the show he heard from his rabbis? If he didn't hear it from his rabbis, so what does his rabbis say about show?
Does he know?
He doesn't know.
No.
I'm telling you this. So what's the Ani Oimer?
When he says that someone's loaded to him, it means it's obviously there's a machlokes. He doesn't, not everyone agrees.
Right. So that's what he's saying. That the minigah gazan, that's how Rashi's explaining it. The ain shomim lo leganav lo gazan. That I'm not saying is halacha psukim. I'm saying that's what the minigah of the dayanim is like that. And I'm saying means I'm arguing on something that they're saying. I'm saying that even so, they said the only time you do it for nizokin, and I'm saying. Even shoyel means even shoyel. Let's say with one shot. Even for shoyel when he's with shomin. Ein shomin lo ligana v'lo ligazan elo l'nizokin. What does that mean? Elo l'nizokin? Only for nizokin. And I'm saying something else. I'm disagreeing with what just started off saying. Ein shom leriganim elo inizokin, and I'm saying you also do it for sure. That's why I understand. It doesn't make sense. Ein shom, and I'm telling you it did only for inizokin, and I'm saying otherwise. Answer is that was until now was a minigadayonim, and I'm disagreeing. And on that, I went to my Rebbe, and my Rebbe agreed to me. Rabbi agreed to me.
For them, we don't know the halacha, what it be.
That means there was some customary hamhaga done in Beis Din, which he disagrees on.
And all the sake is also part of the menu, but that's
that would be like them.
Then what? The fact that they make a shuma for the sake.
That's the gemara.
That's not a minute.
That's not a minute.
So the first two are a minute.
No, the minute was it's only ela. The minig was that they was not the only do shuma by nizokin. Only.
Then they wouldn't. The minig was that they wouldn't do shuma by ganav and gazlan.
Right, and not by anything besides nizokin. Ain shom and loregam loregam elo nizokin. Only by nizokin. I'm saying that it's not only by nizokin. It's also by shoyv. Or they review it. Say the other way around. They would only not do shuma by ganav and gazlan, and I'm saying they should do shuma. They should not do shuma even by shoya, depending which way in the gemara. But he's coming to argue on something he just said earlier. Ain shuma only ganav and gazlan elo nizokin. Only by nizokin you do shuma, and I'm saying it's not true. There's not only by nizokin. There's also by shoya. Right, that's what the error means. Only this thing.
Reading it according to one side.
Of yeah, in order to be able to. Yeah, so that's what Rashi said. That's to be. He's quoting something. It must be a minig dayorim. Does he understand what we're saying or not? Malo muva. What's the word error? Ein shomen. What does that mean? Elo nizokin. Only by nizokin. And he's disagreeing on that. There's also a question. Okay, if you disagree, so don't use the word elo. If you're saying it yourself, just say, ain't shot me, no digan, no digas then. Elo nizokin, and show you. What's the elo? Elo nizokin. He didn't stop there. No, but maybe you know, he said, Ain Shomin, this is the psak he quoted. Ain Shomin, Lodiganam, Lodigazan, Elo, Le Nizokin. What does that mean? Only by Nizokin. That's what Rashi's saying. It can't be, because if he's quoting Aloha, how can he carry on and say, Bani Oimer? He's giving a psak and then he's saying otherwise. But he said, Elo, Le Nizokin. You only do Shuma by Nizokin. And I'm saying also by show. That's a steer.
Right.
Only is not also. Only means one, not two. And I'm saying you only do it by nizokin. And I'm saying also by show. If it's all him speaking and he's saying the piske alokas, so he's contradicting himself, mine obey. Says Rashi wasn't a contradiction. Ain't shom means if you go to Beis Din, that's what they will do. And I'm disagreeing on it. And I'm saying also should be shoya.
That only works if you go on the side that Elo Nizaki means that for Nizaki and the Shoah, that for Nizaki they do shoya and for Shoah they also do shoya.
No.
Because you're using the word Ella.
Ella. Only for Nizaki you do shoya.
But before the word Ella, if Shoel after Shoah means that they're ain't shoving.
Ain't shoving.
Right? So what is it? It means ain't shoving the Nazi Ella the Shoah?
No.
The Elo Nizokin is not irrelevant if you learn that the Shoel is being added on to Ganav and Gazlan. Seems like
That's right. Ain't Shomin. I'm not going to list your whole list in Mazikin. I'm telling you too. Ain't Shomin, only Ganav and Gazlan. The only time you are Shomin is by Nizokin. That's the only time.
Shmuel could have said Shomin and Nizokin.
No.
Why do we have to say
he wouldn't Shomin? Have known that Shomin. Other things not.
Shomin only for Nizokin.
Yeah, that's what he said. You're not shoming for Ghana the Gazan, meaning other type of Hezek that person did. The only thing you do it is by Nizokin. To which he answered back, Shmuel said, and I hold, even Shoya, you are shoming.
He's asking that to who?
To who, right? You can't on himself. Doesn't make sense then. You can't say, I'm telling you something and I say otherwise. Say, Aramai, it means, it's Rashi. Minik Dayanim, you should know the Minik Dayanim is like this, and I'm disagreeing. I'm holding even sure.
Is it possible that he just Rashi's alluding to that there's no Sukkim that would speak out when he doesn't, and that's what we're calling him a minhag?
No.
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 We have Sukkim that talk about these Yalkin cases. We don't have any Sukkim related to a case.
I have a very simple question, Yossi. Do you understand what the pshat that I'm saying?
Yes. I understand.
As much as the pshat that I'm saying is right, 100%. I think it just confuses, start suggesting maybe they could it possibly be something. The pshat just now said the pshat of Pnei Yeshua, we go with P. I'm not saying you can't say another pshat, but if you have a difficulty with the pshat that I'm saying, let's hear it. If it's just you don't feel you enjoy it.
I stated it. I have a difficulty with it. It still bothers me to read it out.
Okay. So I haven't had the difficulty. What can I tell you? It says if it says Elah, Elah means only, and you can't just contradict yourself in Arabic. Say, so, Ramay, it's come to sin. That
Allah Mefureshit, which is known to the Kula Alma, and agreed upon.
Elah, if Elah's Mefureshit, then it means that Shoyel, you're not Shomim. No, then it's not Elah. Elah means only. The only thing you do Shoma for is Nizakin. That's the only thing. That means that for Shoyel, you're not shaming. Okay. If that's our Lachma for Reshes, then what are you turning around saying? I'm saying you are.
If we're discussing a category where everyone is in agreement, I will say these two, Ella, this one, for everyone.
He didn't say for everyone. He doesn't say for everyone. He did not say. Where did he say for everyone? Where did he say Kuli Alma Moid over there? I was there.
See it when he said that, but I
knew
this. Regarding that, I have no opinion.
There is no opinion, just said your opinion, Elo. Elo said only this.
Opinion.
So whose opinion is it then? Very good, so you're making a machlokes between Shimon and somebody else. Well, one person said Elo.
And he's agreeing.
He's not, he's saying two.
He's saying two?
I'm saying he's talking and something else. Elo means only. There's only one thing. And I'm saying there's two things. So who says only one thing? If it's some rabbi somewhere else, if it's a rabbi someone else, said, tell me a name. And you come to say, I'm sure this is the halakha, and I'm saying this. It's a contradiction. One saying Elo bin Yizak, and I'm saying, no, there's two. Says Rashi, that's the answer. I'm not saying what the halakha, I'm saying what the Dayanim behave, what they do. They only do it by his argument. I disagree. I'll to be shared as well.
By
the owner? And there's contradiction.
So considered one of the Hamas
and it's considered, so is Ganav and Gazlan. So you see that when you're talking about Ganav and Gazlan, Ellen is Zokim referred to in Zokim, referring to actual Mazik as opposed to anything that comes under the obvious Nezukim. Yeah, man. Mazik means must be a dime or show one of the obvious sins you can. Yeah, four cardinal sins there. Yeah. Right. Okay. Omar Shmuel, back to Rashi. Omar Shmuel, Minig Dayanim. It's a Minig of Dayanim. Shein Shomim Loli Ganav, Loli Gazan. You don't do Shomo, not for Ganav, for Gazan. Meaning, Shem Gonav, because of Behem, I killed him. You don't estimate the value of the nevela, the pieces, the broken pieces, the binding keeps, the nizik keeps. All the ganav has to do is pay the difference. He has to pay the whole behemo.
Mu'li means the whole?
Mu'li means the good.
Superior.
Yeah, superior.
To
yeah, you have to give. You can't give back a broken piece of nevela and pay up the rest. And therefore, that the payment is with some low-quality meat. Rather, you have to give superior. You have to give him a proper animal. Is you don't have to give maybe a proper animal. You can give money for that's equivalent to a proper animal, but you can't give back a carcass, which is together
Suvin. So everything we said regarding Suvin doesn't apply to Ganav the Gazan.
That's a fair what we're saying so far.
Meaning that you can't use what we've always what we said the whole time that Rashi says that the Veva is being used as the first payment. Not even that, not the first payment. You can't even use it. The Ganav can't even use that thing to pay off.
Yeah, that's what so far it sounds like. We haven't finished. Hello, then he's talking. Or rather,
it says superior doesn't have to be like the best available, just has to be the
means
a good payment as opposed to a good payment as opposed to paying back with shoddy goods, right? Hello, Lenizokin. Hello, Lenizokin Shomin. The only time we shomin is by Nizokin. Kidersiv. Bameis. Yeah, loy. So what did Rashi tell us? Rashi said that by Ganav and Gazan, you can't pay back with a piece of nevela. You have to give back a proper payment. You have to give back a proper animal. If a Ganav steals something, it breaks. He can't give back. If he steals an animal, it dies. He can't give back the carcass and just make up the difference in price. He has to give back a proper animal, right? Meaning either proper animal means giving an animal, buying one from the store, or the Shainim say it's good enough to give him money that he'll be able to buy a proper animal from the store. But to give him a carcass and then make up the difference, no, that's not. One second. But by Nizokin, you can do that. By Nizokin, you can give back a carcass and make up the difference. Where do we learn it from? Shenema v'ameis yeloi. And this pasuk is, this rashi is really difficult. Why? Why is this rashi difficult? Because simple reading of rashi, which if we read it twice, we'll read it again. Simple reading of rashi is saying, can you use a carcass as payment? And by Ganav and Gazan, you cannot. You have to give back proper value, proper behavior, proper animal. And by Nizikin, you can use a carcass for payment. Gosh, if that's what Rashi means, you should have used the word Subin. You should have said Yoshev Rabbi Subin. There's a Joshua that told me that Mazik can pay back with Shavah Kesef. Yoshev, the Gemara even said that on the Gemara Yudam and Beis, the bottom of it. It's Boshut to pay back with a carcass. It's probably Yoshiv.
Also, there's another problem with it, because we've been pointing to Rosh, you know, we've been learning also that the veil goes to the Niza. Anyhow, so that's like if he's getting a windfall, if he's, why would he get the veil or the broken pieces on top of it?
Not on top of it. That will be the payment.
That's
incredible. I have to owe you. I damaged your animal. The animal was worth 1,000, now it's worth 100. So I have to pay you 100. This will be the carcass, and 900 will be the animal, the difference, and then you got your $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So the question we've got is, if, as Rashi, simple reading of Rashi, Rashi seemed to be saying that for Ganav and Gazan, you can't pay with Shaveh Kesef.
We have to care about the Gazan, or we're only focusing on
that. In order to understand the equation, yeah. So Ganav and Gazan, Rashi says you can't pay back with pieces. You have to give back a behemah mu'ula. You have to give back a proper animal. Proper payment has to be. Right? You can't pay back with the carcass. Mashinkim and Izokin, you can pay back with the carcass. So it means, in other words, if we'd say in English, Ganav and Gazan, you cannot pay back with Shaveh Kesef. Has to be with a proper payment, can't pay back with Subim. I say, Enkin, by Nizokin, you can. So that drosha is learned out from the word Yoshev. Yoshev Rabbi Subim. Not learned out from Rabbi Subim.
So we're not talking here about the din of Subim. We're telling you that because you stole, what you stole, you can't use that to pay back. That piece you can't use back. Take your carcass and use it to pay back if you want. Any other kind of
Subim. That is very, very unlikely. It's unlikely to say that a person can't give back the owner's carcass, but he could give his own carcass. Okay, the Gemara was understood, if you can pay back with your carcass, You could certainly pay back with owner's contract. That's
what I said before, but it's still, but that wasn't the Gan of Agazin. The Gan of Agazin here, they went out and did something they should not have done. It's right. Permissive to do. Mm-hmm. Because of that, we don't even give them the ability to pay back with this particular thing that you stole as soon. Any other kind of soon you can pay back with, but not this thing. What?
It's very hard. If the Vatsik, you have to give something Mu'ula, what should be the difference if it's Mu'ula coming from my carcass or your carcass? It's nothing to do with Mu'ula, though. It's not that Shayak Seganev Sham Behim of a kin Mu'ulim Vashon Sheloi. It's not nothing Mu'ula about it. It's just you're penalizing me that I have to. Well, I'm really doing it. I'm taking your carcass, put it in mine. I'm giving you my carcass. It's not really such a difference.
I think it is a difference.
It's so much of a difference. Regarding the Nizik, he's basically receiving the same thing.
The Nizik is getting, but that's not the deterrent for the guy of the gas, though. We're talking about different things now.
Yeah. Hey, the Taino. Oh, so that's the Kasha, which is asking this Rashi. Rashi seems to be focusing on paying back Shavah Kesef. And Rashi's saying that by Gan of a Gazan, you cannot pay with Shavah Kesef, but by Nizokin, you can. So the question is, if that's what Rashi's saying, then you should have quoted to the Pasuk of Yoshev and not the Pasuk of Ameis Yeloi.
This is the Gemara talking about Shaman, and how are we going to know whether you evaluate or not? If you're talking about Ameis Yeloi, it tells you have to evaluate the value of the mace. So the Gemara is talking about an evaluation process. Yes, Rashi's talking about paying back with Shavah Kesef, but that's the secondary thing that Rashi's dealing with Shimon.
But Vamesi Eloi taught us, in the Gemara, taught us if it goes down in that. Not the... That's in fact that you can pay back Shavah Kesef. You have Yoshev. Yoshev tells me that you don't need to pay with cash, you can just pay back with Shomer Kesef. So if that's what it means, we say ain't Shomer for that, but for this it would be Shomer. What do you mean by Shomer? You'd bring back Shomer Kesef, and the Shomer Kesef, obviously we have to assess it to find out if it's worth it. If it is, you'll be able to see that from Yoshim as well.
The answer is, it's obviously not what Rashi did.
So the B'nai Yeshua again, he asked his Kasha, and he wants to say that Rashi didn't mean to say that we're talking about that you want to pay with this as payment, rather we're talking about dropped in value, like we learned the Suga Tona. And by Nizaki and we're Mesiachis to the drop in value, means we work out how much it was worth at the time of death, and that's going to be how much you have to pay. And this was the first payment, right? This was first payment, and therefore I have to pay you the difference in price. And we don't do that by Ganav and Gazan. By Ganav and Gazan, you don't do that. So Peshua wants to say in Rashi that Bemet, we're talking about the same Suga we said till now. Till now, we've spoken about Suga about the Nevela was worth one thing when it died and then dropped. And we said that we work out the value of what it was when it died. That's what the Suga we had till now in Yudam and Beis. By Ganav and Gazan, you don't do that. Only by Nizok you do that. How do you know by Ganav? How do you know by Nizok you do it? By Mesi Eloi. Like Rashi says.
What is the re-explanation of Rashi? That Rashi means that he can't do what by Nizok?
And Nizok in, you can use the carcass as your first payment. And therefore, even if it drops in value...
Stop the devaluation.
Yeah, even if it drops in value, it's not your problem anymore.
It's the cost that it's going to be on the Mazik side, right?
Right.
The Mazik is paying it back immediately.
Right. And by Ganav Agazin, you can't do that.
And therefore, it goes down from the time that it broke.
And time that it broke till you go to Basin, it's going to be on the Ganav Agazin to deal.
How can you pay insurance to the Ganav Agazin?
And according to that, you could pay back with anything. A Ganav Agazin could pay. That is how Bnei Yeshua says in Rashi. Brother, I would see that in Rashi. He's not in Rashi. He says Rashi. Yeah.
This
is by Ganav Agazin.
Yes.
Right. That
one. Carcass.
Means a shorim shaloi, meaning that if it goes down in value, right, it was the baya of the mazik. But those shvarim belong to the mazik. So if we went down in value, is the mazik that has the problem. So therefore, it's the if it goes down in value from the time of death until you go to Beis Din, whose property went down in value? The mazik. If the mazik wants to use that payment, maybe yeah.
Mazik has to pay ma'ula. Everything else is pushed aside. You stole $1,000 animal. That's all cash right there. I think what Ruben was saying was Mark that our sugya is discussing about Shuma.
Uh-huh.
So saying what according to Rashi that the levela is the first payment. So Masabi, you have to evaluate it because you have to actually pay with the levela.
If you're again, a simple reading of Rashi is not an issue. Simple reading of Rashi, Rashi is not talking about the drops in value after. Simple reason, can I pay up with this food, with this carcass? No automatic, nothing about automatic.
But then it requires the necessity for a shuman at that moment. How much is he giving the bailer back automatically?
Every yoshiv is like that. Every yoshiv is like that. Every time you have yoshiv, I'm going to give shava kesef, you need a shuman to work out how much it is. That's what Yosef tells me. Yosef means that you can give back with Shavah Kesef. So if we're not talking about any drop in value, so I want to pay up with this carcass. So if Yosef tells me I can pay back with Shavah Kesef, so obviously you'll make some type of Shema to know how much that's worth. You don't need Vamisi Eloi for that. That we know already. We have another Josh for Yosef. The Gemara asked on Ahmed Beis. The Gemara said, you don't need Vamisi Eloi. We have Yosef. Yosef told me that. So if it's true that Yosef applies by Nizokin and it doesn't apply by Gnebim Gzeira, so he should have brought that possible. So that because of this kasha, the Peninsula wants to say that Rashi took my way dropped in value. But no, if you read Rashi, they're always through. And it's not just Rashi here, if you look at Rashi in later on the Tzadi Dalit, and in Bob Mitzir, always Rashi seems to be talking about nothing about dropping in value. Paying up with this carcass. And yet Rashi brings Vamisi
Elohim. We're asking a question on...
Yeah, I'm saying, just saying, the Bnei Yeshua, that because of this question, wants to, what we would say, maybe Fadrashi Rashi to because of this question, but where we want to try and understand
where is Sugya Prasubela?
Yes, Nachon. That is a mile. Yeah, we're in the Sugya Prasubela. It would be a mile to say that would be like this. And the Bnei Yeshua, because of that, said this pshat, but we want to suggest a different shot. When we read Rashi, again, reading Rashi does not seem to say we're talking about it's gone down in value. Nowhere in the whole Rashi did you say they dropped in value from the time of Hezek until Rashi seems to be saying that. You also pointed out before that Ganav and Gazan can't pay with Shvon. They have to pay with either cash or a real animal. But you can't pay with Shvon. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. So the question we're asking is if so, then he should have said the word by Nizoki and Yosh. So, here's the chiddush. Here's the chiddush. Okay, we'll say a chiddush. And pshat said this. Remember, how does chas avela work? The sugya we learned till now. Why is it that the mazik doesn't need to pay if it drops in value?
Because it's
an automatic payment. It's an automatic payment. It's an automatic payment to give back. That's the chiddush that is an automatic payment that the nizik can pay automatically given back, right? So now someone explain that Rashi holds that the fact that you can do an automatic payment, what happens if somebody's got cash? What happens if somebody does have cash? He's got cash and he's also got that carcass.
The mazik's
got cash and he's also got the carcass. Can he just pay up with the carcass or does he have to give cash? So this we saw was machlokes earlier about to reach the Rosh. Someone has said, the Rashi learns that you can't give cash. You can't give a carcass. You have to give cash. If you have the cash, you have to.
Yes.
But there's a chiddush by a nizikin that the first payment, even if you have cash, first payment will be with the carcass. So that's why you learn it from Bamisi Eloi. But Meisi Eloi tells me that the first payment you want to use the carcass as the first automatic payment, that is a chiddush, which you don't see from Yoshiv.
You have to use them.
Because normally you have to use cash.
Like I'm saying, in this case,
you don't need to use cash.
Meisi Eloi is that you have to use them?
No, you don't need to use cash.
Don't
need to pay with money.
It's cool.
Meisi Eloi means Here, a chiddush, the first payment that you did, automatic payment that happens, is with this nevela. And even if you've got money, yeah, but you don't need to use that. And that we can't learn from Yashiv. Now we need to learn from Vamesiel. That's the someone who said.
And the rest of the payment would have to be with money?
And then according to that, the rest of the payment has to be with money.
So how does that work with the Rashi over here, where it says that you can give them your other nevelas?
Oh, so just, according to those who hold that you can only pay with Shava Kesev if you don't have any money, that would have to be talking about a case where you don't have any money. Right? That's how it would be.
I don't understand what you said. The automatic payment that we speak about is a kula for the mazik, because he's there's no more kas after that payment's made.
Sure.
Right? So that kula would only apply when it's a peasant, but if it's geneva, that kula would not apply.
That's true. Yeah, but the point of this Gemara was not even if it goes down in value. The point of this Gemara was, even if it doesn't go in value, down in value, normally you have to pay with cash. Normally you have to pay with cash. If you have cash. If a mazik has cash, he has to pay with cash. Here, the chiddush is that despite the fact he has cash, this automatic payment that happened already. And you would not need to pay cash for that automatic payment, which is the chiddush of Amisielu. So the sugya is even if it doesn't go down in value. But we know from the previous sugya that the first payment is an automatic one. And that tells me that's the chiddush. You're the first payment, a ganev and gazlan can't pay with cash, can't pay with shabbat kesef, has to pay with cash, can't pay with broken things. A mazik can pay with shabbat kesef, and the din is that the first payment he can pay with shabbat kesef, even if he has money. Even if he has money, the first payment he can pay with shabbat kesef. That's why Rashi brings this possible of Amis Yelot. From there we learn that the first payment is, why is it the mazik doesn't have to pay if it drops in value? Because there's been a first payment. So we see from Amis Yelot that first payment can be with Shabbat Kesef. That's why Rashi brings this possible. The first payment is the Shabbat Kesef. Nachon Yoshev tells me you can always pay with Shabbat Kesef, but that's only if you've got no cash. And here's a chiddush, the first payment you can pay with Shabbat Kesef, even if you've got.
So first day that you just said, that's that only from Valmais Yelo, it's not from any of the three Pesukim?
No, okay. Nachami, from any of the three Pesukim, we always go with the third apostle. Yeah.
Because you said we were going to buy Chispian.
Yeah. That's the Mahalach that someone to say to explain this Rashi. Very, very difficult Rashi. Why is Rashi quoting apostle of Shomin and not of and not from Yashiv? That's what he'd like. Nachum would like to explain this way. Neishua said his way. Neishua said we're talking about the dropped in value. And that's the chiddushim. But again, simple reading of Rashi doesn't read like that. Seda, so that's what we said. So Ein Shomin, we learn the simple reading of Rashi. For Ganav and Gazlan, you can't pay with Shava Kesef. By Ganam Gazan, Rishonim say yes. Because that's called Mu'ulim. That's equivalent of an animal. He just takes a cash and buys.
Yo, Rashi just gave a we're gonna see the Gemara. Rashi say that he came a Mu'ulim, which the Pashar meaning that would be a replacement, right? Superior replacement.
I'm saying cash is a replacement of an animal. Because cash, you just go to the store, you get it. You don't need to start selling your stuff in order to be able to go to the store.
Yeah,
okay. That's, we know, a gun of a gun, what happens if a gun of steals and there's the animal died? He pays. We're not changing. So, yeah, a gun of a gun pays. So we're saying payment is, cash is equivalent to a whole animal. But to bring him a carcass, he has to start playing around with the carcass. That's not a Tashlum Ma'aliyah.
Back to the back then, the problem with the chetkila payment was to give goods, not to give money.
I'm talking about giving carcasses, though. Which
no, carcasses for sure. But when Yossi said, like, is it behemoth ma'ula, is that the same thing as money? That, yeah, that was they bartered, they traded, that's what they used to pay. But money was maybe secondary.
No, but Yossi was saying, it sounds like you have to give back what you stole. You stole a kli, so you have to give me back a replacement kli. Not give me back some other kli. You have to give me back a replacement kli. Or give me back a replacement animal. That's what you stole, that's what you give back. That's Yossi's simple reading. But we know that's not true. Halacha is not like that. So they say that giving back cash, something which you can just go straight to the store and get your animal for, that's like giving an animal. Shanking, giving subin is not on that thing. So that's what came out. From Rashi, what came out is that for Ganav and Gazan, you can't pay subin, and you have to give back a complete proper payment. And for a Nizokin, you can pay subin. And we bring a raya from Amisi Eloi. So either because we're saying that, we'll go with the last part we said, that we're coming to bring, Amisi Eloi is the biggest chiddush of all. Even if you've got cash, even if you've got everything you could pay with, but you have an automatic repayment, which happened at the time of death. And that's why, if it goes down in value afterwards, you don't need to pay. So these two sugis are connected. These two sugis are connected. First sugi taught us this halach about automatic repayment.
That's what Cain Shomim. If it goes down in value afterwards.
No, come to Rashi, the sugi is not talking about down in value. Cain Shomim means you can't pay back with goods, from which we'll have to estimate how much they are. You have to pay back, either give an animal all the cash, and by mazik, you can be shomer. How can you be shomer? You give back an avodah, and whatever it is, that's how much it is. Just where do we learn that from? We see it from Bamisi Eloi that the first payment is from something which is like that. Is a shomer, is based on the carcass that you give back. Okay, so then we have another few rashes. So that's what the Gemara said, ain't shomer. Only by Nizok can you do it. Vani Oimer, says Rashi, Afle Shoyo, Ba'aba Moidim, Rav. Rashi, Vani Oimer, Afle Shoyo, you see it?
Oh, yeah.
Ba'aba Moidim, who's Abba? Rav. Okay.
Who asked the long master if wondering who the Abba is?
Yeah, you're asking good. Right, so all these different muscles, they used to be part of Rashi's commentary. Now they've bolded them and made them into their own. It's just Rashi's speaking here to Bani. Abba made it. Could have just said Abba is Rab and Achlam. Afle Shoyel Shomin, Vani Zokin Koy. Does he mean to say that even by Shoyel Shomin and the Af is going on his Zokin? That Nizokin, Shomin, and I say, not just Nizokin, even Shoyel. I dilma af le Shoyel ain't Shomin. By af, I got of Gazan Koy. That the person said, or whatever the Minik Tayonim was, that for Ganav and Gazan, you are not Shomin. Sounds like only Ganav and Gazan. So I say, no, even Nizokin as well.
So to derive from the fact that Rashi explains that to us?
Well, the
Af
is going on.
Is that you would have, I didn't understand until I read Rashi, but somebody would have understood that without Rashi telling. It's either this way or that way. Af v'shor shamin or Af v'shor ain shamin.
Yeah, but what's the Af going? Even meaning?
It's obvious because Shmuel said, in this case, you aren't showing, you don't make a shuma. In this case, you do make a shuma. So either off the shuma, you are showing, like the one you said you are, or you're not showing, like the one you said.
Right.
The Rashi and Mechari said it, or?
No. No, then if you understood that, it's very good.
I didn't understand the letter motion.
May the Omer the Kana of Asi, but I'm a Tia Pegashim. Okay, that's the Gemara. The Gemara should be clear by now, right? We've had a Gemara that said that you're not shaman for a Gan of a Gazan. We're saying it means that they have to pay with cash and or a whole animal. And we are shomer from Azikin. And by Shoyel, there's a Shaila which we rent. Now we have to see this tasis here. Ain't shomer. Oops, it's 10:30 already. Oh my gosh. We have to see the teeth in the next time. I just want to show you a nice one. Very nice one. This week's parasha talks about stone. Avraham Avinu davened for stone. So you remember the numbers, yeah? He davened, he said maybe there's 50 people there. And Hashem said, if there's 50 people and a saucer here, I won't do anything. I will forgive them completely. So he said, maybe there's 45, maybe there's 40, maybe there's 30, maybe there's 20, maybe there's 10. So here's something interesting. When he spoke about 40 and 30, he spoke about 40, said, maybe there's 40. Hashem said, Loi ese. I won't do anything. Maybe there's 30, Loi ese, Mem se shom shleishim. Maybe there's 20. Hashem said, Loi ashkis, Babo ese. Loi ashkis. Maybe there's 10. In the first, by 40 and 30, he said, Hashem said, by 20 and 10, he said, Ashkis. So what's pshat in the change of expression? So Meshav Chochma says, it means, in the case of 40 and 30, so Roiv of the five cities had 10 tzaddikim. So I won't do anything to them. I'll let them off the hook. But if it's 20 and 10, Roiv of the cities didn't have 10 tzaddikim, and it's only two of them, a minority, had 10 tzaddikim, like Ashkes, I won't destroy them, I'll punish them, I won't destroy them. It's not like Esser, I won't do anything. Like Ashkes, I won't punish them. I won't destroy them, but I will punish them. So the question is, by 45, it says, maybe there's 45, and he says, Vayoyim Hashem said, like Ashkes, I won't destroy them. If it's 45, according to what we're saying, means Hashem will say, I will punish them, but I won't destroy them. Why is it that by 40 and 30, Hashem said, I won't do anything? By 45, Hashem said, I will punish them, but I won't destroy them. What's up, Shat? Are they double? He says something amazing. There's something called Din and Cheshvoy. Din means Hashem punishes the person, judge the person for what he did. Cheshvoy is for what he could have done. Instead of doing what he did, what he could have done. Right, somebody didn't shake Lulav, and instead of not shaking Lulav, he was involved in something else. So he gets punished for involving something else, but the cheshvan is, instead of doing what you did, you could have done a mitzvah. That's the cheshvan. Cheshvan is what you could have achieved is the cheshvan. So he says here, when you have 10 tzaddikim, why is the Indian of 10? Even as it says by 10, Dvom Shabikdush have to be said by 10. A 10 is when the Shkin is there. So when you had tzaddikim, that's what he was saying. Maybe there's 40, maybe there's 30, maybe all 10s, all in the 10s. Because maybe there were towns or cities that had a possibility of Dvarim Shebekdusha. So when there were 9, 45, I mean, there were 5 towns, each one of them had 9. They were just missing one to make the Dvarim Shebekdusha. So then there was a tremendous tvir. And every one of the people in Stoim, why didn't you make yourself into the 10? There were 9 tzaddikim. You could have made it 10. You could have made the Venegdash. You could have made the Mokin there, the Shots of Shechina there. So there, Hashem said, the fact that they didn't step up to the plate to do it is, I can't let them off the hook. They ashkis, but I can't let them off the hook. When you got to 40, so there were 5 towns, so there were 8 tzaddikim in all towns. So each one of Stoim had a Schus, somewhat to say, even if I would have been a tzaddik, wouldn't have had a shas shchina. So there was no tvia on each one of them what he could have achieved, and therefore there's just the din. Okay, so lo yaseh, I went for the since rov of them were tzaddik, rov towns had tzaddikim lo yaseh, I won't do it. At 45, where they could have transformed it to mokim dusha, then there's a bigger tvia on that. The bigger tvia, the fact there was an extra possibility of making it into a mock college, that's why it would be like Ashkenaz. Hashem couldn't let them off the hook. It's worse than 45 than it's 40. That comes out.
What's it
at
30? It's also, it's worse
than 30. 30 also, like us. Rove town. Yeah. There wasn't a tree on each individual. Why didn't you become a tzaddik? Because it wouldn't have changed. Mm-hmm. The 30 tzaddik, so the rest very shy. When you get to 45, So they want each one of them, could have been one more, and it would have made it into a Mikdash team, not therefore there's more of a tree. He says that he adds, it says already Musa, we don't like giving Musa so much. But he says that this idea of Din and Cheshvan is, this is his chiddush, that Hashem punishes, let's say a person looks at something, wastes time looking at something. So there's din for looking at that, you waste time looking at it. The cheshman is, instead of looking at that, you could have been looking at the Gemara. But we don't say, well, instead of looking at that, you could have been saying over Dvar Torah. Has to be shava v'shava. Has to be that you looked at that, you'd get punished. You could have looked at something else. Or you involved your hands in that, you could have involved your hands in something else. You walked, you could have walked to somewhere else. But we don't say you could have walked, or you could have used your hands or your mouth for something else. So he says, if somebody never, it was even a bear with his hands, so he gets punished. He could have, instead of doing that, you could have done that. You could have done a mitzvah. Could have involved yourself in doing a mitzvah. So he got punished for doing that bear and for not doing a mitzvah. He says, machshove, if somebody was thinking about something not teredik, so he gets punished for thinking about the thing, not teredik. Some aver is thinking about it. He gets punished for thinking about that aver. But what's the cheshven of that? He could have thought about doing a mitzvah. And thinking about doing a mitzvah, it says, machshov and tzayf l'maisa, is as if you actually did the mitzvah. So having a bad machshova is worse than having, of actually doing something wrong. Doing something wrong, we punish you, that's, you could have done a mitzvah. So you're punished for not doing that mitzvah. But with machshava, not punished just for having the bad machshava. You're punished because this, due to that, having the bad machshava, is you could have done a mitzvah. Because you could have had the machshava for mitzvah, and that itself would have been the mitzvah. So machshava is worse than actually doing an aver. Doing an aver is okay. Equivalent is you could have done a mitzvah, you have killed a bitter mitzvah. The machshava, you could mamish through your machshava, you could have achieved a machshava for mitzvah and done the mitzvah. So that's already the Muslim. You saw the double, which the we meant to take up mishnah. How important is how a person can be mashpia on Hashem on somebody else? He has a possibility to be mashpia on somebody else, and he does it as a yofi, tremendous force. And if Chas v'Shalom he had this possibility and he neglected this possibility, Shem said, "Lo yashiv." I can't let you off the hook for something. Then I thought, "So we should have a good Shabbos."
So between 20 and 30, I didn't totally understand why is 20 and 30 different.
Because 30, at least the majority of the towns had tzaddikim. So Hashem said, "Okay, I won't do anything." But 20, it's a minority of the towns had tzaddikim. There, you can't get off. Okay.